Try to wrap me.
Hey Keisha, thank you so much for taking my call. Rodney from Family First. Ma'am, I was calling you because you know about the issue with Miss Thousand hours, okay? So in this case, I was checking over here and literally our administrator looked into her case. He was the first one who noticed the decrease. And as the hours are going down, obviously this will impact your regular income. So as I'm checking here, we can actually offer you. You used to have a pay rate of $13 an hour. So with this decrease of hours, we can offer you $15 an hour. Okay, so like you could be like at least a little bit compensated, still doing the overtime for her of the 16 hours because it's 56 right now. Okay, so it doesn't create a huge impact. I mean, it is an impact, but like. It's just for you to know, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it. But they okay, I don't know. I'll talk to her about, you know, everything. Well, we already discussed it, me and Tasha anyway. We already discussed the hours and stuff, but I don't know. We'll see what's next.
Gotcha. I do see that. I mean, the decrease is actually being entered since the 6th. It means yesterday. And I do know that on your hours, I mean, you just arranged with her, it was 12 to 8. That's fine. That's great. However, I do see that yesterday you already worked 16. And today, I imagine that you will also work 16 because you already started from 7. And I know it will not be fair for you to overwork the hours that you used to. So, right now, from the. Let me see, it was 56. Bear with me for a second. It will be run the authorization. It will be 7. It will be 8 today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's 5. So it's 40 hours available between the 6th until the 10th. 40 hours available. So it's 16. That you already worked yesterday. 16. That you are working today. And it leaves you with a balance of 8 hours only between tomorrow until the weekend.
So tomorrow, between Friday and Sunday, just 8 hours?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so after tonight I clock out, as I leave at 11, then tomorrow, I don't know, I'll see how she wanna work out just this 8 hours.
Yeah, that's right. Mainly that. I mean, if you're gonna just work only tomorrow, you can just work tomorrow. But if you're gonna stay off Saturday and Sunday, that's fine because like, oh, I don't know if you will work 4 hours
Okay, so I could
tomorrow
just
or
work
four
8 hours
hours.
Friday, and then just don't work Saturday and Sunday. Is basically I could do that, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Just
I don't know
work.
how we would like to apply it. Either way, we just
And
have
that'll
8 hours.
probably work to be off the weekend and just be off for the weekend. But I mean, I'll still have to go past there because you still need somebody to do a lot of stuff. So we'll figure it out. But as far as clocking in, I'll just clock in for 8 hours tomorrow, Friday.
Gotcha. Make sure to do the clock out today, as usual, at 11 p.m. And I'm gonna take the word back to my administrator regarding the race. And yeah, that will be all
So
sorted
will
out,
you
okay?
let me
12 to
know if
8.
the hours get adjusted back? Because honestly, I work more hours than what I'm clocking in and out of any daggone way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I work more hours than that. It's just I can only get paid for a certain amount because she needs the help. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, I
will
know
somebody
that,
definitely, yeah.
and literally it would benefit us a lot if she got her hours back because we don't make
Yeah.
as much if she doesn't get as much of hours. Okay, so like, just
Yeah.
advise. I will let you know for sure if she gets anything. However, I did hear from my administrator is that she has the right to appeal to the insurance company,
Yeah,
UPMC,
she's going through that process.
And if she appeals, they might take her back hours back. But I don't know. I'll let you know if we have an update on our side, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're
And
welcome.
I didn't get to talk to the HR lady yet. I don't know, for whatever reason, my phone don't work when you call me. I don't know. Like, I just got really bad reception in the house, just period. But I'm outside talking to you. I don't know. The emails work just fine, and I try to email the HR lady quite a few times to change my address, and I'm just not getting a response back. I know I talked to you about, you know, I messaged you about it, so I don't know.
Yeah, the lady, I mean, was it Arlita, the one that I sent to you? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, literally, you're not the only one with that issue. Let me see here. I'm going to resend you the one from her and also the one for her, I mean, the supervisor below her, but she's also attentive to the emails. So
okay.
Just for you to have it in hand. So when you try to attach the email, send it to mainly our Arlita Moody, I mean, amoody@familyfirsthsc.com, and then as a CC recipient below that, you put the second person I'm texting you now, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
No problem, man. Anything else I can help you right now?
No, that's it. And thanks for fixing the hours for last week.
No problem, man. We'll be attentive if we get anything back, okay?
Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye-bye.